Welcome to another episode of the Ellie Foreign Sports Podcast, where you don't have to book near sandwich or just help. We got Howie Foreign. How you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
We got Noke here. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, you're a special edition with Howie. So, first we're going to start off with the MLB lockout. The two sides did not agree. It's still going. Noke, how do you feel about that?
I feel like the MLB made terrible decision. I mean, you can't, as fans, you know, we don't really understand what's going on because it's millionaires versus billionaires is how you put it. They're fighting over money when they're making more money than any other person on the planet, which is the stupidest reason to fight. So it's the stupidest reason to have a lockout. And I think that Rob Manfred should have canceled at the beginning of the season. He should have pushed off the season so we still get 162 games, but the regular season would end later.
Howie?
You know, I have to 100% agree with Noke. That it's a shame to lose the games, you know. Records, it's hard to judge the year, you know, how many home runs, you know. You take away those six games, really affects the record books.
No, the Yankees took away seven. It was seven for the Yankees.
You know, seven for the Yankees, just a real shame. Just a real shame. I'm sad about this.
I could go for another 60-game season. I don't care.
No, baseball's not the same when it's not 162 games.
Oh, yeah, it's not the same. The Rays are way better. I like it. So we're going to go on to football. I'm going to go through some of my best prospects. First, we're going to start off with Aiden Hutchinson. I compare him to a guy like J.J. Watt. He is, like, he's really amazing. Ultra productive. He's a great edge rusher. No, how do you feel about him?
I mean, I just hope Aiden Hutchinson's going to go to space one day because I see him being like another Michael Strahan on that Lions defense this year. Oof, they're going to be good. With Aiden Hutchinson, he's definitely my number two pick in this draft for the Lions. You know, he's insane. Great talent.
Oh, yeah. When you talk about Michael Strahan, there's a big gap between Aiden Hutchinson and Kevin Thibodeau. Let's go on to my
next. I mean, Michael Strahan doesn't even have the biggest gap in New York. I mean, the guy I'm talking about, Aaron Judge, fixed his gap, but his gap was way bigger than Strahan's.
Yeah, but what do you think about Aiden? What do you think about Aiden Hutchinson?
Oh, great story. Aiden Hutchinson from the University of Michigan goes to the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions have a better season, right? That Thanksgiving game finally has some meaning for them. I think I'm hoping it happens. I think probably the most interesting thing that's going on in this draft is Kyle Hamilton, who's a safety from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You know, you think about how important is it to draft a safety very high, and I just don't know, right? I mean, corner, you know, that's a really hard position. Hard to find good corners. I don't know if I would draft a safety, even if he's a better safety than, let's say, you know, Sauce Gardner is a cornerback. I still would want to go with Sauce Gardner out of the University of Cincinnati.
What about Derek Stingley?
Out of Notre Dame, 6'4". You don't see a safety 6'4".
I'm just saying that. I just think that safety just has lost its, you know, cachet in a lot of ways. You don't need to draft someone that high.
Yeah. What about, now we're going to go to Evan Neal.
Number one pick in the draft.
6'7". He is crazy. I have a chance of him going top three. He's going top five for sure.
You think he's going top five? I think he's going number one. If you're the Jaguars, it's not about skill. You're not picking the best player off the board here. You're picking the guy that is going to help you win a championship. I think Evan Neal needs to go to the Jaguars team. They need to get T. Law some protection. Because if they get Aiden Hutchinson, they already got a good defensive lineman in Miles, Josh Allen. So, I mean, I think Evan Neal's the right pick for the Jaguars. I think he's going one.
Yeah, but maybe you could see an Aiden times Josh. That would be like, yeah, 41 times 97. Now we are going to go to Sauce Gardner, Cincinnati quarterback. 6'3", 200 pounds. He's incredible. Like he said before, it's hard to find a good quarterback. I compare him to a Darrelle Revis. He's really good.
Ellie, he's not the best corner in this draft.
Who is?
Derek Stingley Jr.
Oh. You know another guy I compare Sauce Gardner to? Antonio Cromartie. I think he's like Antonio Cromartie. So now, Howie, you talked about Sauce Gardner. So, like, do you think Sauce Gardner, who do you compare him to?
Well, you know, Sauce Gardner did not give up one touchdown in all of his years of college football. So I guess that you would compare him to any lockdown corner. Now, what does that mean? We don't know what it means, right? Because there's a big difference between playing against a college quarterback throwing to a college wide receiver. Cincinnati is not in the hardest division, right? Cincinnati wasn't playing Alabama every week. Cincinnati wasn't playing LSU every week. So
nope, but you got to remember that it's easier for a receiver to score a touchdown there because they have that 1 foot rule, and that's a 2 foot rule. So you really got to be on your game.
Saying that it's hard to know, but you know when you think about what it's like to have a great cornerback and how that just takes one wide receiver out of the game, it's just so important. I think that you got to. I think any team, can always benefit from a better cornerback. I agree with you guys that the Jacksonville Jaguars need to draft offensive line. They must draft offensive line, right? They've got the tools there. They've got, you know, it's time for us to find out this year whether Trevor Lawrence is meant to be.
Yeah. Awesome. They made a mistake last year. They had 2 first-round picks. They used one on a running back, and they had Josh Robinson. So, I mean, they really got to make up for the mistake last year in the draft.
Now, I go to Ikem Ekwonu, NC State OT.
You're talking about the new Giants player?
Giants? No, the Giants are going to pass on him. The Giants are a mistake of a team. What do you think of Ikem Ekwonu?
Well, I mean, you know, his size is tremendous. His strength is tremendous. You know, he plays with good technique. The question is, you know, are the Giants who need offensive line help, right? I mean, they need offensive line help, but do they feel burnt after their last offensive lineman didn't work out as a draft pick?
No. Andrew Thomas had a good year this year.
Oh, you're kidding me now.
I mean, listen, he had a good year. Did he have a year that, you know, is what you expect from a top 10 draft pick in his second year? I believe he might have been the first person selected. Maybe Sewell went before him. But you need more.
I was thinking a different.
You need more from that draft pick.
Thomas was 2 years ago. Sewell was last year. The Giants didn't pick an offensive lineman last year. They traded their first rounder and they picked Terry Stoney with their 20th.
Thomas might have been the first offensive lineman off the board that year. When you draft an offensive lineman first year, you need first round that high. You need him to become one of the dominant players at that position.
Yeah. And I actually compare Ikem to like a Willie Rofe. So that's it. Acre, all third.